This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Time is 7 after the hour. It's Wednesday, March the 16th. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Looks to me or sounds to me like my voice is better today than it was yesterday, and yesterday was better than it was on Monday, so tomorrow should be a real winner. What do you think, Jen?
Hopefully, Dougie.
Yes. Okay, so people are talking about the GOP primaries, the Democratic primaries. There are, I don't think there's any surprises here. Trump won 3 states. It looks to me like if you do the numbers, and there still is one state in question, the state of Missouri. Both races there seem to be too close to call as they continue
to
count.
He's winning right now. I just looked it up, but it's by 0.2 percentage points.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it's not much different there. Same with Mrs. Clinton. She's up by 0.2 percentage points. But it's clear in Florida that Rubio isn't respected even in his own state. He dug his bed, or made his bed, and had to sleep in it, dug his own holes. Ted Cruz, you want to lose, vote for Cruz, said to all the Mario supporters, come with me to the Casbah.
I think he was actually talking to Marco supporters, probably.
Well, who'd I say?
You always say Mario.
I don't know why.
Yeah. But Marco actually did a nice speech when he dropped out yesterday. If he had stuck to doing stuff like that more often, maybe it'd be a different situation.
Nah, he's green. Why don't we care a play cut 1606, Rubio saying he's going to suspend his campaign.
And while today my campaign is suspended, the fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is, and all the reason more why we must do all we can to ensure that this nation remains a special place. I ask the American people, do not give in to the fear. Do not give in to the frustration. We can disagree about public policy. We can disagree about it vibrantly, passionately. But we are a hopeful people, and we have every right to be hopeful. And so I am grateful to all of you that have worked so hard for me. And I want you to know that I will continue every single day to search for ways for me to repay some of this extraordinary debt that I owe this great country.
So how about you go to work and you vote, and you go to the Senate once in a while and do your job there, Marco? I don't think when he runs for re-election, he'll win. I think he's done with politics.
He's not running for re-election for Senate. He's okay. Actually done. He chose not to run.
So he'll work for the Koch brothers or some of the other people that have spent all that money to try to thump out Trump.
Yeah, maybe. He's go and work some of his debts off, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thought was that he was going to try to run for governor.
Yeah.
But being just coming off a 22-point loss to Donald Trump in your home state, you would think he'd have to let a few years pass before he's able to run for governor, I think, again in Florida, right?
He mentioned the word frustration, that people shouldn't give in to their frustration. Why not? The reason Donald Trump is doing as well as he is, the reason Bernie Sanders is doing as well as he is because people are frustrated with guys like you, Rubio, who don't know what you're doing and have no business in government. That's basically what the message, that's the way I read the message, Jennifer. How do you read it?
Well, I think his speech was politely anti-Trump last night. So, you know, I mean, it wasn't like he was coming out before and making fun of his hands, which didn't work well. But I think that Marco got some very bad advice. I mean, I don't think that he's a terrible person. I don't think
he intends
to do bad things for the country. I think that he really wanted to win this. He thought he was going to win. In fact, many of the pundits and almost every talking head, everybody who does a talk radio show was saying it was going to be Marco Rubio all the way. Yeah. And so he got the ear of the establishment, and the GOP gave him some terrible, horrible advice. advice because they're out of touch with what the people of the country want. And so by association, he became out of touch. And so it was actually, I mean, I sort of feel bad for him because his campaign was just meh because he took the advice of the party that is out of touch with its people.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for him at all. I think he has a lot to learn. Maybe he learned some of it here at the hands of Donald Trump.
I mean, he's young. He's 44?
Yeah. And he sounded like he was young and inexperienced, and his track record in the Senate proved that. Here, the Donald talks about speaking with the Republican Party congressional leadership about uniting the party.
The fact is, we have to bring our party together. We have to bring it together. We have something happening that actually makes the Republican Party probably the biggest political story anywhere in the world. Everybody's writing about it, all over Europe, all over the world they're talking about it. Millions of people are coming in to vote. This was an example of it today. Many, many more people. I'm looking at the polling booths. I'm looking at different polling booths all around the country where it's up. And the lines are 4, 5, 6 blocks long.
Yeah. A lot of the same kind of malfeasance. This is another whole story about how year after year, yesterday we were talking, Jennifer, about people and having to show ID and that sort of thing at the polls. Mm-hmm. But if this was a big turnout, good turnout, strong turnout, but that's what they're supposed to be prepared for, not for 3 or 4 people trickling in at a time. And the same thing has been happening, especially in Florida and some of the southern states, year after year after year, where they're just not able to handle large crowds, and they bumble and fumble. And in some precincts, when the polls close, people are waiting in line. We're told, go home.
Right.
You can't vote. How can you? How dare you? It is ridiculous.
And you know, the low information people, the low information voters are like, oh, I better go home then. I mean, it's just...
No, you stand in line and you demand to be able to vote. If you're there in time before the polls close, you demand.
Well, there was a state, I think it was Michigan, where Trump was left off the ballot in some counties.
Yeah.
I mean, how is that fair? You know, you think that's an accidental misstep?
Of course not.
No.
Corruption to the nth degree.
I just don't know what these guys are so afraid of. I mean, you don't have to agree with everybody. God knows I haven't agreed with our president for 8 years about much. But why are people so afraid of these outsiders, afraid of the Donald Trumps, and even to a certain extent the Bernie Sanders of the world? Why are people, because they don't know them, they can't control them? I mean, yeah. What is so...
Well, that's what the Koch brothers and those PACs are all about. This is all about control. And basically, by the way, the best example not only is how badly they did in Florida with Marco Rubio, but the vote on the DARK Act takes place today in the Senate, and all the stops have been pulled out by all the big money, some of the same money that was supporting Rubio and does support, a little bit of it to Kasich, but more to Ted Cruz. This money is being spent to try to keep you from learning, and to the credit of the people who are on our side of this, people who want to know where their food comes from, the Senate appears to be straining to come up with enough votes on this thing. So it'll be very interesting to see. The Republican chairman from Kansas, Roberts, sounds like a fossil, just like Mitch McConnell, when it comes to talking about stuff like this. As a matter of fact, I think, Kara, in a moment we'll play a couple of things from him, and we'll get a little bit more information as we move away from the politics of the primaries to the politics of the DARK Act here on Good Day at 14 past the hour.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops, they're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops, earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
17 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kara and I are talking about the DARK Act, the Deny Americans the Right to Know Act, be hitting the Senate floor for a vote later today. There are a lot of people, many more people, speaking for this bill who want it to pass because the American public is waking up to what goes on with the food supply. But there are the fossils like Senator Pat Roberts from Kansas, who's chairman of the committee, the Agriculture Committee in the Senate, who, listen, Jennifer, just listen to this nonsense from this guy.
It was clear that our regulatory system ensures biotechnology crops are among the most tested in the history of agriculture. Thus, it is clear that what we're facing today is not a safety or health issue. It is a market issue.
Well, most tested. Really? That's because people don't like them and they want to see what's in them. That's why they've been tested more than any other crop or any other seed. But the idea here of forcing manufacturers to change their labels to add GMO information, the act, this guy Roberts and his supporters are saying that it would be too expensive. That's the exact same argument that was used here in California, Jennifer, when Monsanto spent $14 million to get basically the same act defeated in California. Was it last year or the year before? I'm trying to remember.
I think it was a couple years ago now.
Yeah. But this is the same thing.
I know.
And they fight it at every turn. They don't want you to know what's in their food, what it is. And so this charade continues.
The funny thing is, you know, I'm all about reading about fiscal impact, because typically if it says there is one, I will usually vote against it.
Mm-hmm.
But something like this, the manufacturers are already paying for packaging and labeling.
Of course.
So it's not going to cost you anything else other than maybe business that you lose because your product's yucky.
Right.
I mean, you're already paying for it.
The Campbell's Soup people, they did, what, 2-3 months ago, we were talking about this when we had one of our food news segments, they changed their labels so that people would know whether the soups, they didn't change how the soups were being made. They just decided to tell you that, yep, this soup has GMO products like GMO corn or beans or whatever it is
and
in
look,
them.
And look, chances are people are still going to buy your products. Yeah, I mean, it's very rare that someone's as dialed in as you, you know, Dougie, who, or, you know, or even me, because you've made me dialed in now, where you go, I'm not going to buy that. But most people will still buy it if the price is right, but at least the labeling is there.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Happy hour now on the Wednesday Good Day program with Doug and Jennifer and Kara. So we have a lot of, we need a distraction, Jennifer. We need a Christmas, we need a little
fun
distraction. Okay. So the only thing we have from the late night monologues last night is Seth Meyers joking about why Ben Carson endorsed Donald Trump.
According to a new report, Dr. Ben Carson was not planning to endorse any of the remaining candidates, but changed his mind after being offered a position in Trump's White House. He would run the Department of No Energy.
Every once in a while, this kid bothers me.
Seth?
Yeah. It isn't just, his delivery. But I was on the plane coming back to California last night. I was watching the NBC feed that they have. American and NBC have this cooperative venture, and they show special programs supposedly just for American Airlines passengers. And one of the clips that was there from NBC was Seth Meyers doing something that was horrible. It was just so unfunny, some bit that he did. And I'm going back to, you said, I think a month or so ago, we're beginning to let him wear on us, or let him, he's sort of growing on us.
I still think he is one of the funniest writing teams. Maybe. His delivery may be weird, but his jokes seem to be funnier more consistently than like Colbert or Fallon. Right.
Yeah, maybe we need to go back to Kara sampling what's going on in the Late Late Show to see if there's some funniness there with my renewed interest in James Corden. Isn't that his name?
Yeah, he's fun.
Yeah, all right, so maybe we ought to take a sampling of that stuff, because the earlier late night shows just aren't hacking it. Here's somebody who does hack it. During the daytime, Ellen DeGeneres has a very good program. She's the one, by the way, responsible. She and Steve Harvey have become friends, and they put this little show together that started last week that I was talking about, the little Big Shots, with mm-hmm. children doing amazing things. And so we'll pay tribute to Ellen for having done that with Steve Harvey by first hearing from Ellen.
Here's the thing about kids, and you probably know this. They have no fear, no shame, no personal boundaries. Kids are basically like drunk people at Coachella. Is that... Kids also have a lot of confidence. They don't know what they don't know, and they aren't afraid to try new things. If you have kids, you know they're like little sponges, which is also what you need to clean after them. They absorb so much, and you can't really say anything in front of them because they'll repeat it.
So, Coachella, there's a lot more attention to that now. I never really heard much about it, and I think we were talking about it here some months ago. But what really is the fascination with Coachella and the fact that she doesn't have to explain it? She just mentions it and people know what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah, it's
you
very
find that interesting?
Now. No, I think it's pretty mainstream. Coachella is a music festival in the Palm Springs area. Well, it's actually India.
Palm Desert, isn't
but
it?
It's India. Why they call it Coachella, because it's Coachella Valley. And it's 2 weekends of music, and it's all different types. I mean, sometimes, I think 1 year Snoop Dogg was out there, but most of the time it's rock. And they do it for 2 weekends in usually April. And then the weekend after is the one that I usually go to, which is Stagecoach, which is in the same venue, but it's country music.
Right. So it's like going to New Orleans for Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I think it's a much younger crowd than you get at Jazz Fest. Jazz Fest, I think, will tend to bring in some of the older folks, older bands. Oldie. These are really new, young people that go to Coachella.
All right. So I talk about the blending the work of Ellen, who does a good daytime show, with Steve Harvey, who does a good daytime show, doing a nighttime show together. Here from his daytime show, Steve talks with identical twins who clash on whether one of them ought to change the way they look.
I'm married, and she's single, and she's out there on all of those dating apps and whatnot. Well, my husband keeps getting screenshots of his friends thinking that I'm out there on these dating sites. I know. So, I think that since she's putting our face out there like that, she should cut her hair, color it, or something just to change up her look. Clearly, this look is good at landing a man.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right here.
So, Steve, I think that since she's already married, she should be the one to change up her look if it's bothering her.
Damn right.
Heartburn. No, not your heart getting burned when your lover dumps you. I'm talking about good old-fashioned molten lava burning a hole in your chest. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. What's the difference between acid reflux and heartburn? Acid reflux, a.k.a. GERD, a.k.a. gastroesophageal reflux disease, happens when acid surges from your stomach up into your esophagus and it burns. Baby, it burns. Heartburn is in the epigastric area. That's the upper mid-belly. These POC advice on helping your stomach keep its cool, identify your trigger foods, coffee, alcohol, garlic, and if you gorge on spicy foods like Flamin' Hot Cheetos and your belly burns like Mount Vesuvius, stop eating them. Duh. Over-the-counter antacids work, use them. Sleeping with the head of the bed elevated is the single best thing you can do to prevent acid reflux at night. Prolonged acid reflux or heartburn should be evaluated by your doc. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Coming up on half past the hour here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, the
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And me and us together on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. You're along. There is, speaking of friends, almost nothing hurts like feeling a friend is really not your friend to the end. Remember when I've talked about how I learned how to spell friend?
Yeah.
And how really important it is to have good friends? Like you, Jennifer. A friend is a friend to the end. F-R-I-E-N-D. But then there are those who aren't really your friends. Happens all the time. It's happened to me. It's probably happened to you. Somebody not there for you when they used to be or you think they ought to be. A person who comes into your life but is so self-absorbed that your friendship is adversely affected by it. Then you're not really a friend with that person. If there's competition, if there's jealousy, if there are any of these things that, you know, I think that there's a lot of jealousy around today. You see it in politics, you see it in business, you see it in friendships. I mean, listening to some of the clips from the daytime shows that we've been listening to, Jennifer, Steve Harvey, Moore, and sometimes Wendy Williams, but more, I think you hear it more on Steve's program, where relationships that you think you have with somebody don't turn out well. Have you had that happen to you? You must have had it. We've all had it happen to us.
Of course. And the other thing that I think people take personally at first, and then you realize it's sort of a part of life, is that friends come and go in your life, as you know, I mean, really, you think this is the person I'm going to be friends with. Yeah, this is, but you think this is the person I'm going to be friends with forever, and then all of a sudden you go, well, I guess maybe not. But, you know, your life, it changes. People's life is very fluid. And
when you, you move around, change jobs.
Yeah.
But can you go back to
if there's a core group of people that you can keep with you through your whole life.
High school friends, college friends, early business friends. Look at Bob Kay and me.
Yeah.
We started working together at WBZ in Boston in 1968. And here it is 2016, and we are still friends, and we still work together. It's really pretty amazing when you get down to it. And I love the guy. He's, we really we consider each other best friends. Do we always agree? No. But that isn't what friendship is about. It isn't just about agreeing. It's about being there. If you need something. The other night, over the weekend, or one night when I wasn't, the kids hadn't come to Framingham yet. And I was really, I mean, he could tell by talking to me, I was emotionally upset. And he said, why don't we come, Tony is his wife, we'll get in the car, we'll come meet you somewhere for dinner. Well, it happened that I had something else that I wanted to do. But just the fact that he said he would come up and go to dinner was something that really made me once again understand what a great friend he is. And you have those people, I'm sure, Jennifer. I hear you talk about them.
Our chosen families, right?
Yeah, right. Yes. You can't choose your real family. So you choose, your friend, Kara.
So that's your frozen, your frozen, that's your frozen family.
Yeah, right. Yeah, your chosen family. Yeah. Kara, has your life brought you, because you're younger, have your friendships always lasted, or do you really understand, do you have friends that aren't really friends? Do you have acquaintances that come and go kind of like the wind?
Well, I think that everyone, you know, has different parts of their life, and whether that's, you know, elementary school, you have good friends, and then you get to high school, and you realize that you might not really have that much in common with them anymore.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm not friends with that many people from high school anymore. We all went to different places, and yeah, I mean, most of my friends from college, because it was only a few years ago, I'm still really good friends with all of them.
Yeah, I find it interesting more. I find it with my two children, and I, it fascinates me, and I love it. My daughter's best friend is a girl that she grew up with in Framingham, who used to, they played together when they were 2, 3, 4 years old, and they've maintained that friendship. This girl was her best, what do they call it, best man, good dog, was her bridesmaid, maid of honor in her wedding. And she's on top of whatever's going on in this girl's life, this woman's life now, and vice versa. Their children and the things they exchange
on
Facebook.
It's nice to be with someone who knows your history and who knows who you are at your core and who knows where you've come from. I mean, those are really, really big things. I mean, that's something. I mean, yeah, you can make great new friends, and people do all the time. But the old friends, the ones that know everything, it's hard to beat that.
Do you think that women look at this differently than men do? Am I unusual in
friendship?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, do men hold on to, I wish Richie were here so we could ask him the same thing, although I think he's had many friends. Many of his friends
are women.
Are women. Yeah. Yes, you have, exactly.
Yeah, that is interesting. I don't know why, but he's got a good men and male friends too. Yeah. I would almost say his best male friends might be his brothers, and then he's got
Paradiso, the guy who you worked
and
with.
Paradiso, right?
Yeah,
right.
So, but when you think about it, I don't want to belabor this, but I just was thinking about it, and I thought I'd share a few thoughts with you and let you share your thoughts with me. One of the things that kills relationships, and this is something I came across a few days ago. I've become friends with one of the people in Framingham who's involved in politics and hasn't always seemed to be my friend, but he's been very good. I helped him in his campaign for re-election, and he has genuinely offered 2 or 3 times to come to the house and help us box up stuff and pack things up because he knows we're moving. And yet a lot of people in that same circle are jealous of me for reasons that I don't understand. They don't like it because I may have more land than they do, that kind of stuff. And then I started thinking about jealousy and how it affects relationships, friendships. So the suggestion, I went to one of my books, and I remembered reading something about putting yourself on a jealous diet. because most of the things that create jealousy are fear-based, right? You are afraid that this person is going to do better at work or have better friends, be better looking than you are. But yeah, jealousy will hurt you more than it hurts them if you count on them, if you think that they are, not really your friends. There are a list of people.
There are TV shows. Think about all the popular TV shows. They all are based on jealous friendships.
Right.
Not the true friendships, but the frenemies is what they call them.
Yeah.
The Real Housewives franchise. These are all people who are friends, in air quotes, but that talk nasty things about each other behind their backs.
Right. Our poll today, as a matter of fact, at DougSteffen.com. What do you think of the television show The Bachelor? A, I love it. It's one of my favorite shows. B, it's a guilty pleasure. C, I'll watch it if there's nothing else on. D, I used to like it, but I'm bored with it now. E, it's awful. F, I didn't know it was still on. And what it does, and you just mentioned, one of those other shows that the wives shows in various cities.
Right.
That call on people at their worst and bring out the worst in people. And one of the stories trending at DougSteffen.com today is basically a question about whether or not the Bachelor television program emotionally exploits its contestants. I would say the answer to that, from what I've seen, is yes, Jennifer. You watch that show.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that's basically the answer, does it? Is that what it's about? Is that why it's popular?
Yeah, I mean, popular. The funny thing about TV shows now, the popular ones, especially reality TV, are catty, are mean-spirited, promote jealousy. You don't watch them because you get the warm and fuzzies. You go, oh, thank God my life isn't like that.
Yeah.
That's why you watch those kind of shows.
What, because you don't want your life to be like that? It's sort of, or do you
think you like to see the train wrecks, you know?
Why?
Well, don't ask me. I don't know. I'm just saying. There's a natural
curiosity. You watch them.
I do. Some of them.
Well, why do you watch them?
I haven't watched The Bachelor in a few years.
Karen, do you watch any of those shows?
Yeah. The Bachelor is a guilty pleasure, and I 100%.
You do watch it still?
Yeah. God, the season.
Cute. Look at her.
Frustrating.
What?
No, but I think 100% it does, because, you know, I'll be watching it, and all of these women are on the show, and they're like, oh, I don't think I'll ever find love. My last, like, two relationships haven't worked out, or no one ever loves me as much as I love them. But then it'll show their age, and they're like 24.
20. 20.
The winner of it.
Life is over. I'm not married. I'm 24.
The winner of it this season was 25, and the guy was 26. And I'm like, but do you really need to go on a show for 2 months and then get engaged at the end? Like, that's totally preying on people's, like, insecurities and vulnerabilities that they'll never find someone.
Be why I stopped watching it, because as soon as the Bachelorette and Bachelor candidates started getting way younger than me, and I thought, oh, gosh, these people.
And some
of them had to stop.
Get a life, figure it out.
You know, some of them are, like, 22, and when that's younger than me, and I'm like, I can't imagine.
Finally find love.
Oh, I mean, yes, at 22, I want to finally find love.
I got news for you. Even if you marry this guy, you're going to find love five more times.
Exactly. You'll be divorced at least two or three times. Anybody gets married in their 20s, hello, I'm a good example of that. You're cruising for a bruising. My son, God love him, is almost 40 years old. My daughter didn't get married until she was well past 30. I think she was 32, 33 when she got married. Do you remember, Jennifer, how old she was?
Think she was over 35, wasn't she? I mean, she hasn't been married that long.
I think she was, now that I think about it, yeah.
Yeah.
And my son, who is now 38, same age as you are, I think. Isn't Brendan the same age as you are?
He's a year older than me.
A year older, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he's found the first, he's more excited, he's found a girlfriend that he is actually excited about. And
that's a big deal.
Right. Yeah, so, Kara, he's 38 years old.
I don't think it's necessarily about being in your 20s, though. I think it's about being realistic. I mean, my parents got married when they're 23, and they are still married.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, no one in my family, my immediate family, has ever been divorced. They all got married, in their 20s, and they're all still married now.
Fortunate. Good.
Which is, I know that's an anomaly, but I think you just have to be, and not to say that you weren't realistic about it, because obviously it doesn't.
Oh, I wasn't at all.
You know, everyone's marriage doesn't work out, but I think it's about being mature.
Yeah, I was not mature then. Some people question my maturity. It's okay. The thing about what I love about seeing my son excited about this relationship is he's growing up. And the people do it at different ages. For heaven's sakes, it took me until maybe one could argue 4, 5, 6 years ago to actually grow up. And I don't know what that means even.
And you want me to give you my theory about men? Because I think women, for at least for a good bulk of years, look for the romance. They look for that, feeling that's supposed to hit you, or at least that we're sold that's supposed to hit you, right?
Right, yeah.
But men, I think men have always been about timing. Men can let perfectly wonderful women go by because they are mentally and maybe even physically not ready for the commitment. When a man is ready for a commitment, that is when he can find love.
Yeah.
You can march a perfect woman past her if there's such a thing. And if it's the timing's not right, it'll never happen.
Yeah. Commitment is a very important word. And I will tell you, for years and years, I was very immature when it came to that. I didn't want to.
But look at how you fought for your relationship now. You were someone who never, never spoke of commitment. You know, you never spoke about wanting to get married and all of these things. When the timing is right, and yes, your significant other is an awesome person that has a piece to do with it, but mostly it's about you and about what you're ready for and what you want in your life.
Well, both people have to be ready for it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Figure it out. Yeah.
It becomes
all right,
real so about timing.
Our poll yesterday at DougStefan.com focused on this. How long did you date your significant other before you got engaged?
30%. Oh, you met him on The Bachelor? You met him. You dated for 3 weeks.
Yeah, right.
I love you.
30% said it took about a year. 26% said about 6 months. 22% said several years. 10% said less than a month. 9%, I'm not sure. 4%, I never got engaged. That's pretty funny. The realities of love and life and friendship. A focus with us here on Good Day at 46 past the hour.
Growth can be an intimidating 6-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need 1 8-letter word. Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite 4-letter word is? WORK. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Well, you know how the controversy swirls around me with regard to police officers? I want to tell you the story about John Robert Coetfila, who died yesterday in a head-on crash in Florida. He is a six-year police veteran, praised as a hero by Sarah Guerin, who said that she was about to be hit by another car driven by a fellow named Eric Thomas, who was drunk, going the wrong way up a highway. The police officer, Mr. Coetfila, saw what was going on. He accelerated his police car in front of her car and used himself as a shield. Wow. He was killed. And the fellow who was driving the other car, the drunk, was killed. And the lady who was in the car that would have been killed was not, because of the quick thinking of this police officer.
Sacrificed his family.
Sacrificed.
And his life.
Saved this woman's life by driving his police car into the car going the wrong way up the highway. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program with our friend Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health magazine. We're going to focus on a video app called Vine and a web site where white people meet. Okay, stand by for that in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
All right, so there's a new dating website, wherewhitepeoplemeet.com. A lot of people think this is a racist site, even though there are lots of applications for dating that are, you know, very narrow. Here is from the think tank, John Landera, explaining what he thinks is wrong with wherewhitepeoplemeet.com.
I'm not even saying why I feel it shouldn't exist, but yeah. The obvious answer is because if you're in a place where one group is, let's say, 70 or 80% of the population, and that number can be even larger in some areas, it is then harder for the other, much smaller group to find each other, which is why specialized websites and things like that need to be set up.
Yeah.
You don't need a specialized one when you can expect that any dating site you go on is going to have 60, 70, or 80% white people.
Right. So there's a big to-do here, Greg, as you might imagine, with the people who are here to create us, guilt maybe in our minds, the best way of referencing it. We're racist because we go to where white people meet. If you want to meet somebody who's white, and that's your only criteria, then why not? If you want to meet somebody who's black, and I don't mean to make a political statement out of this, but this is one of those made-up media things, as far as I'm concerned. But it's all over the place today.
I'm a tech guy, Doug.
Well, but I know you're a tech guy. The websites are considered technology.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. My brother, my older brother, who's been married before, is getting married in 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and he met his bride at a site called JDate. Everybody who's single in a large metropolitan area at least knows that the J stands for Jewish date.
Yeah, right.
And I... You know, it's a part of the game of making a successful website is creating a huge media buzz like this one, mm-hmm. to get people like you and I to talk about this. And
well, that's what they've done. They've been very successful getting us to talk about it. Look at this.
Yes, yes. Does that mean people will go there and actually date? I don't know. But there's also this amendment, I believe, about free speech, which seems like it would protect
right. this. Right. Yeah, we want to shut that down.
Yeah, well. I mean, it's just, it's the Internet... almost from the beginning has been a brilliant tool for allowing people with similar likes, mm-hmm. or similar interests to meet. And, you know, so there's people who have the most esoteric interests, and there might be only two in the world. Mm. And without the Internet, they probably never would have met, and now they can. Yeah. And sometimes it leads to great scientific discoveries, medical discoveries, and sometimes it's just kind of beyond comprehension,
mm-hmm.
and you know what, in this case can't we all just get along?
That's a good idea. Let's hold on to that. Rodney King, thank you.
Yeah, Rodney King, thank you.
Video app called Vine, popular because of what reason? Why is Vine popular?
Well, Vine has been aptly described as the Twitter of video. So it allows you to make a looping 6-second video. You'd be surprised at how much you can say or do in 6 seconds if you try really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And there are Vines that have been, they make funny videos, touching videos, political videos.
Lots of cat videos.
Lots of cat and baby videos. And some of them are as good as the things you might watch on TV, just a lot shorter.
Right.
And those people find ways to monetize those videos with advertising and sponsorship, and they're actually asking Twitter, the parent company, to be compensated, and it appears that Twitter is considering that, at least
for
success. Why?
If they're getting money from the sale of advertising, why? No, nobody hired them to do this.
So let's turn the tables here and say, what if they just stopped? Would that hurt Twitter? I think it would.
Really?
So I think this is a legitimate business discussion. I don't know what the right answer is, because I'm not looking at the spreadsheet that shows the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're making Twitter money, and if they go away, Twitter will lose money, then they got a pretty good case with Twitter to say, dudes, you should pay me.
Dudes. Okay, dudes. Thank you, dude. Greg Stebbin here with us on Good Day from Men's Health Magazine.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.